Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished entrepreneur from Singapore, Charu Mehrotra. Charu, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for such a warm welcome.
Thank you. Charu is the founder of Women Lines, which is an online magazine promoting business, leadership, and health excellence. She is a LinkedIn Wonder Woman. She's a quintessential entrepreneur, has co-founded Uran, NC Styles, and Earn Go. And she's been recognized several times, but most important, she was a top 2021 change maker and a global SDG warrior with a citation for that. So Charu, let's start talking about Women Lines. Tell me a little bit about this venture.
I will love to, Ashutosh. Women Lines is my passionate venture, which I am running as an online magazine for last 3 years. We have just completed 3 years in November. And this online magazine, the idea of online magazine was there for some time in my mind. From background, I am a mass communication postgraduate from India. So somewhere the journalist part was always there within me. When I landed in Singapore 13 years back, and the opportunities were here. It has been an entrepreneurial journey for me. This is my fourth venture I'm running in Singapore. So the opportunities came and I was running various ventures. But in between, the idea of using the power of media for promoting excellence in women was cooking in my mind when I was using digital media for my personal transformation and upskilling myself. So yes, to cut short and to brief it out, so I registered as a media company 3 years back, and Women Lines is an online magazine. Okay. We are publishing content on leadership, business, and health excellence, and running various talk shows and interviews, and we are having various other programs. And this is a global magazine, and by God's grace, we are listed in top 60 women's online magazine across the globe.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell me, what goes into building a successful online magazine?
This is something I cannot give some concrete answer, because successful online magazine, I don't say we are there, but yes, it has been a journey. And journey in the sense, it was an idea, and that was something which, once you have that belief that you can do it and you are not sure things will happen the way you want, but yeah, you are crazy to do it. So I was like that. I had belief in this idea, and somehow digital world was transforming 3-4 years back. So many things were happening in digital media.
Right.
So it was experiment time for me, and I motivated myself like, okay, let's try this out. Let's take this risk. And as I told, I have been an entrepreneur throughout. So that risk-taking craziness is always there within me. Absolutely. So structuring it out, and now after 3 years, I can say that magazine, and that too digital magazine, is all about the content and the idea, the uniqueness of your idea, how you are presenting it. Definitely you have to do experiments, because not all ideas get hit. You have to see what is in demand, what are people liking. But I have strong belief in the power of content, and yeah, the content can. I strongly believe we are what we read. So that was the basic idea. We are what we read, and then we experiment with the content part. That helped in building up the journey for entrepreneur for Women Lines till now.
Fantastic. And you know, you just mentioned that you promote excellence for women in the areas of business, leadership, and health.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about each category, and if possible, give me an example or an anecdote.
Why not? So the idea was to promote excellence. And as a woman, when I was observing things around me, what I found, what was lacking was the knowledge part in women, which wanted to do something, but somehow, because they are multitaskers, they have to play so many roles, the knowledge part was missing. And that's why they were not able to do what they wanted in the right way. And throughout my journey also, what I missed was, which I upskilled myself through the digital media only. And when I saw across that media is definitely, the content is there, but particular media just for women talking about excellence, and that too, particularly in leadership, health, and business, I was not able to find it. I mean, definitely there must be, but I was not able to find something which I was thinking there should be, and it can really help women. Because that knowledge, the knowledge of discovering the leader within you, the knowledge of how to grow the business. So I believe every woman is an entrepreneur. during COVID times, we have seen that women leaders have done amazingly in their countries, and those countries were managed very well. So I strongly believe there's one leader within every woman, but somehow things are not there and we are having few numbers. So that was the reason I focused on all three segments. And in Women Lines, how we are promoting this, we are running talk shows. So for a business part, we are having influencers who are sharing their videos, content, articles, which are helping business women for their excellence, how they can grow their business, what they should be taking care of. We have a wonderful influencer from USA, Sandra Pollack. She's amazing in sharing. Every month she's sharing one video, an article, which is helping women entrepreneurs. In fact, not women. I say I have readers from both sex. It's not just women part, because the knowledge is something which is helping everybody. Oops. Same for goes for health. Health is something which has to be, the knowledge related to health should be with everybody. So we are having influencer for yoga, influencer for, I strongly believe in alternative therapies, which can really help us to live a healthy life natural way. I had influencers who have shared amazing knowledge related to homeopathy and various other ways of life so we can lead a healthy life. And for leadership, I am running talk shows like, now we are naming it as Stellar Entrepreneur Show, and we have the Accomplished Professional Show, Books for Excellence Show. All these shows, we are interviewing all the leaders who have come up with some venture or something, and they are sharing those secret strategies, what has helped them out. So we want to showcase women that these women have done it, so you can also do that.
Fascinating, very fascinating. So let's move on now, Charu, and talk a little bit about startups. And after that, I'll come to your global SDG warrior.
Sure.
You have been, you know, as you said, you're doing this, your fourth startup. You know, your earlier ones being Udaan, NC Styles, and EarnGo. Tell me, what drives you to keep on doing such amazing startups?
Somehow that seed of entrepreneurship was there always. I worked part-time sometime, few times I have worked full-time, because I'm grateful to those organizations where I was employed and I learned those basic skills. But the idea of having your own venture and growing to that level that you are employing others, helping others out, and you are giving some value to the society, that was so fascinating. When I landed in Singapore 13 years back, and the ecosystem in Singapore is amazing. The way networking happens, the way government organizes events here, I was very regular from the beginning. And that completely transformed my mindset that things can be done. And through digital media, when I came across all these inspirational stories from, we are having Oprah Winfrey, we are having amazing women entrepreneurs who are sharing their knowledge, how they have achieved their success in lives. So I always thought, if they can do, why not me? So one step at a time, up, downs, failure, success. Now I can say I can connect the dots. But yeah, the journey was very fascinating, and I have transformed myself completely.
Fantastic. So based on your experience and all the people that you must be speaking to, what are some of the basic mistakes a lot of startup entrepreneurs make?
I can give a whole lecture on this, because the 13 years entrepreneurial journey, my goodness, because nobody is having that certification of entrepreneur. Correct. Or there is no school which teaches you the what you have to do, what you don't have to do. Because I always say this in my talks, that being an entrepreneur is like walking in a park, and that park is like a Jurassic Park, because you never know from where the dinosaur is coming, and you have to face that and then go ahead again. So it's a journey. So mistakes happen when you succumb to those challenges. When people, from the beginning, especially youngsters, if they see that things are not happening, and they just lose patience and confidence, and they just move on. They think that things cannot be done. But the idea is fantastic. It needs little work, it's little homework on it, and they are not ready to give that time. So I think the patience is the big element for any entrepreneur. And you have to upskill yourself, definitely. The technology is changing, the requirements are changing. You cannot be happy with your one degree and you can say that you know everything. So you have to see what is required exactly to run your startup, and you have to educate yourself, then only you can handle a team. So I think once entrepreneurs learn these skills, how to upskill themselves, how to be a people person. Like, you have to be a people person. The emotional intelligence has to be there within the person so that they can really deal with people and engage with others and work in a team. So all these skills, when are missing, it is challenging for entrepreneurs to grow in life. But once they learn it, I'm sure there's a big journey for them to achieve.
Very interesting. And there is also a debate, should you do solo entrepreneurship or should you have co-founder or co-founders? What are your thoughts?
I strongly believe in co-founders. Interestingly, all my three startups, I had a partner. Because as I told, I was never an entrepreneur in the beginning. I had my mass communication degree and I had the employee mindset that normally we work, we get the salary and we get promotions and that goes on. But if you are having co-founders and then you are working as a team and you have good synergy with the person, I am so grateful to God. I was really blessed with amazing co-founders and I really miss them a lot because together we complemented each other's skills. So my partner was skilled in one field. I was skilled in another field and we both together collaborated and we established something and we grew it for a few years. Those challenges were there. We have to stop. But we have good connection and so many beautiful memories. And we learned a lot. We transformed each other a lot, which is helping us now in our journey. Definitely co-founders is a blessing. And I think it's a fantastic idea to have a co-founder.
Fantastic. So my next question, Charu, is on funding. I'm often asked this question that should I bootstrap as long as possible or should I raise money whenever I get it?
See, this question is all depending upon what stage of life you are. You are out of college and you are starting your work and you are having a fantastic idea. Definitely, you can take that opportunity to put your heart and soul in your startup and then take it further and work upon it. You are not at that stage in the situation that you can bootstrap, right? Because you have just started earning. Otherwise, you have to take loans or you have to be dependent upon your parents.
Correct.
As per my experience, the cash flow has to be there in some form. You just cannot put or risk all the money just believing that, okay, you will be working upon this idea and it will be grow. Maybe you're working part-time. Maybe you're doing some side hustle. But you have to do hard work. You have to keep little cash flow. I mean, there should be some source where you are maintaining at least the basic cash flow so that you are having some backup and something is there to look upon. Otherwise, it's really challenging. If you are getting funding, that's the best part. But yeah, you should be doing some side hustle to maintain the cash flow.
Very interesting. But if you raise money too early, won't you get diluted much very early in the game?
The money is there, definitely. Then you should be having that intelligence in how you are using that money. Because what happens, youngsters, or I have also seen that once you get the money, then if you're not experienced and you don't have any mentor, then you don't know how to put it in which segment. And it finishes fast. We know how much funding just vanishes with all the expenditure when we are running a company. So that intelligence has to be there. So get a mentor if you have a funding source. So I would strongly recommend always get a mentor or a coach who can help you to diversify your usage, how you are going to use it, so that you can use smartly because money runs out fast in life.
Fantastic. What a great response. My next question, Charu, is that, you know, Singapore is an incredibly positive environment for startups.
Very true.
Tell me, how is the startup environment in Singapore supporting startups?
Oh, fantastic. I'm so grateful to Singapore community only, the ecosystem here, which gave me opportunity to grow myself as an entrepreneur. From the beginning, I got the opportunity to network in the right segment of entrepreneurs. And then I changed myself in terms of my mindset. And the way people help each other is amazing. The communities are there who are meeting, networking. Nowadays, it's virtual. Initially, we used to have networking meets every month. I started with the women's segment myself. My second venture was Udaan, where we had the monthly networking meets with the events we used to organize events with other organizations. So similarly, I used to go and participate in other networking events and the way government supports in terms of organizing all courses, running all those courses which can help entrepreneurs in getting the knowledge and getting the right sources who the way universities are having their incubation center. Mm-hmm. For my third startup, we incubated in SMU. Mm-hmm. Ungo, we incubated in SMU, and we got amazing guidance and amazing support from the community there.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I can say that Singapore government is doing a fantastic job in terms of creating that ecosystem for entrepreneurs.
Fascinating. So now let's move to the next segment of our conversation, Charu, which is about your global SDG warrior citation. Tell me a little bit about this.
Oh, we'll love to share, because this was a surprise. I was also really, I'm really grateful to the organization that I got this opportunity. And one of my friends shared about it, and there was a form and then there was an invitation. So this was occasion of 90th birth anniversary celebrations of former president, mm-hmm. Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam ji. Mm-hmm. And there they had this, they invited all those experts from different fields who were, they named as SDG warriors. Like for me, it was goal 5, SDG 5, which I'm supporting for equality for women through my magazine, Women Empowerment I'm supporting, and I'm working around that topic. So there were other speakers from different parts of the globe, mm-hmm. and Lead India Foundation USA, I'm really grateful to them that they gave me this opportunity to share about Women Lines, and I was felicitated in that event.
Fascinating. And tell me a little bit more about SDG 5 and how you're supporting it through Women Lines.
SDG 5 is mainly for equality for women, right? So we are creating that awareness in women that they have to strive for their equality. Mm-hmm. And for that, we are publishing that content in terms of video interviews, mm-hmm. and articles, which is empowering them to realize that they have that voice to use to ask for that equality in the terms of in their work field, in terms of demanding their rights where they should be demanding, mm-hmm. which they are not aware till now. Mm-hmm. So we want to create, we are working upon that content that can really help them and empower them with that knowledge. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, domestic violence, this is a very different topic, but I relate a lot to women showing how women fighting domestic violence, mm-hmm. they should be getting that opportunity of equality in the society. Mm-hmm. So I'm running that show, Let's Erase Domestic Violence. And mm-hmm. I am interviewing globally, believe me, Ashutosh, those women who have faced such amount of abuse and they are striving, they are struggling to get that equality again in mm-hmm. society is challenging. So they need that support system. They need that knowledge that yes, they deserve a better life and they have the power to choose and change their life. Mm-hmm. So we are interviewing those successful women who have achieved this after mm-hmm. coming out of those challenges. Mm-hmm. And we are showcasing them in our show that if they can do, why not too? I want to reach out to such women.
Fascinating. And can you share one or two examples of where your intervention has actually supported some of these women who are facing these challenges?
Challenge in the terms of domestic violence?
Anything on related to SDG 5?
Yeah, we love to. Like, particular for domestic violence, like some petition, a lady has filed a petition in India and she wanted support for creating awareness about it. Mm-hmm. And that was something to introduce in the education part about women rights, that women should be, and how they should be treated. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was supporting this cause and she wanted requesting government to include in the syllabus. So mm-hmm. I gave the opportunity in my show, I interviewed her and then we shared across the media and we talked about it and requested for support so that she can get that help from the society. And she got that global visibility and global attention at Women Lines. And my intention is the voice should reach out across so that you never know who can support anybody. We all are human and we are same and we are connected. So my intention is to create the visibility so that we can help each other.
Well said. So Charu, we've got time for two or three more questions.
Sure.
And I'm going to move to the segment that I call my personal questions, because my viewers and listeners love to get to know my guest a little better.
Sure.
Let me start by asking you that, you know, you did mass communication, became an entrepreneur in Singapore. As you look at life, what would you say are three key milestones or pivot points?
Milestones for me is my 13 years. The number one, which I say is my 13 years of entrepreneurial real journey, because mm-hmm. I have transformed myself completely the way I was 13 years back and the right. way I am now. And this has just happened because pushing myself and taking that risk that, okay, I have confidence in my idea and I can do it. And by God's grace, from the help from the family, from the community, and taking that risk was something which has helped me, because that transformation has helped me to be a better person, and I can deal with my relationship in a better way. I can deal as a mother, I can deal with my kids better way. I'm more educated, I'm more aware, and I can give them better education. So yes, that is something, some milestone which I'm very proud of. The second milestone, motherhood, being mother of two kids, I am completely transformed, and the way I learned from them is amazing. So that is something which I'm full of gratitude to God, and I'm thankful that I got to be a mother of two wonderful kids. And the third is getting recognition suddenly from different parts of the globe. People are acknowledging my work and they are giving me award, or they are inviting me as a speaker. It really amazes me. And I believe that, yeah, people believe in your idea. And then I'm full of gratitude to them that, yes, they have believe in me and they are acknowledging my work. So, yeah, I consider that as my milestone also.
Wonderful. So I've got time for one more question. And this will be my last question. And this is for the many, many young people who will be listening to us. What would your advice be to a young entrepreneur starting off on her or his journey?
Do your homework properly, and test your idea. Do survey. Don't jump upon your idea so much, and don't be overconfident upon your idea that it's a fantastic idea and it is not there by anybody. Maybe the idea is fantastic, but going to take the next step before that, do the homework. Ask people, get feedback from across the globe. Don't be shy of asking people. And the internet is giving us opportunity to ask globally. Take that liberty. Cross the geographies. Don't be stuck in your geography only, because then you might get some other mentorship or some suggestion which can really help you to make your startup a better start. So yes, my advice is always do survey for your idea, then you work upon it, and cross the geographies, grow your network. It will help you marvelously.
Fantastic. What amazing advice. Cross the geography and get global advice. Fantastic. Charu, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about Women Lines and the amazing work that you're doing there. Thank you for talking to me about your views on startups and all the stuff that you have done with your own startups and what some of your learnings are. And finally, congratulations on your recognition, on all the amazing things that you're doing for the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations. And please keep doing this more and more. And thank you again.
Thank you so much for this honor and having me in your podcast, Ashish. Thank you. Best wishes to you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.